Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan this month unveiled his latest plans for developing the Shipyards and Metropolitan Park, and the renderings included a waterfront hotel. As Mike Field with Modern Cities tells us, Khan's is just one of several hotels being planned for downtown Jacksonville. So Mike, what was the last hotel that opened?
It's hard to believe, but the Hyatt opened in 2001. At the time, there was great fanfare associated with the Hyatt that brought 950 guest rooms and a total of 110,000 square feet of convention space. But since then, we've kind of had a dearth.
Yeah. I mean, any of us who've tried to plan a wedding in downtown Jacksonville know that people basically had two places they could choose from to stay.
Yeah, the Omni or the Hyatt, and that was it. And so having more options, especially more options with convention space and retail and restaurants attached to it, all the better.
I guess the assumption being that there weren't enough people to support more hotels in downtown Jacksonville.
What's exciting now is after 16 years of nothing, we now have five proposals for hotels downtown, which would really essentially triple the hotel occupancy downtown within 3 to 4 years. And really, most of them center around Laura Street. The first of which everybody probably knows by now is the Laura Street Trio. There's a proposed 131-room Courtyard by Marriott at the corner of Laura and Adams and Forsyth. And that will also have a rooftop bar, have an urban bodega grocery store. A block south at Laura and Bay Street, Profit Investment Partners, headed by a former NFL player, Eugene Profit, has proposed to open a Hotel Indigo, complete with a 95-seat restaurant and a 190-seat restaurant rooftop bar. And then just further south, at the corner of Hogan Street and Independent Drive, Main Street Capital Partners, which owns the SunTrust Tower, is proposing to build a hotel at what is now called Sister Cities Plaza, which is basically a unused cul-de-sac next to the Jacksonville Landing.
Okay, so that's the North Bank. And then going across the river, we have another one.
The big development across the river is, of course, the District. And at the District, there is an AC Hotel by Marriott proposed as part of that redevelopment of that property. What's really exciting about AC Hotel is that it's more geared towards kind of millennials and younger people. And that's something that downtown definitely lacks. There's a few full-service hotels, but not really that extra kind of cool, quote-unquote, hotel that would attract younger people. It's interesting, you know, I travel a lot and you go to places like Denver and Atlanta, and without even thinking about it, you just kind of drawn to those hotels. And you get there and you're like, this is a pretty cool place.
It's called AC?
AC Hotel by Marriott.
Why now in 2018 do we have proposals for hotels in downtown Jacksonville?
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. One, the real estate market is really good right now, and hotels are really a big growth market. And two, there are now more and more things going on downtown, and Jacksonville is becoming a better place for convention and out-of-town visitors. And the nice thing about having these hotels kind of in a really close cluster is that they're going to bring restaurants, they're going to bring foot traffic for existing businesses, and also bring in restaurants and retail spaces that will help make a 3 to 4 block area on the North Bank more of a walkable destination.
Mike Field is with Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.